Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
To fight the bug, we must understand the bug.
There is some kind of bug that we haven't seen yet. A leadership cast, a hive brain.
How about that, Rebecca? You ever heard, have you seen that movie, Starship Troopers?
No, that's terrific.
They go to Mars in that movie, and there's giant insects there that they actually go to war. Man versus insect on Mars. This is Rebecca Fife, urban wildlife expert and research director at Landmark Pest Management, and we've got pests everywhere. Let's start with stink bugs. Tell us about the, because I've noticed these around. You know what I mean? I mean, a lot of people have.
Sure. They weren't found in our area before about 1996, so they are an exotic invasive species, and they're a real bane on the existence of farmers. There's over 300 agricultural crops that they can eat, destroy, cause to get disease, but when it comes to homeowners and them coming into our house, they're merely a nuisance. They can't damage our house. It's extremely rare that they bite. In fact, I know of only one person who's ever been bitten, and it was because the bug was in his sock, and he pulled his sock on and pressed that proboscis right into his ankle. But they're not very good at putting their snout into a person, so you have to kind of help them. So it sort of has to be a circumstance where you really squish one or he's in your sock.
Why do they stink?
Well, they have a lot of pheromones inside, actually, because I'm a really avid gardener. I wanted to control them in my garden, so I put pheromone traps to capture them all around my garden, and I think it actually really helped this year. I didn't have my squash plants destroyed by them quite as quickly in the season as I usually do.
What are the fall insect patterns and home maintenance tips that you have?
Sure. So caulk is going to be your best tool at preventing stink bugs from getting into the home. Going around and caulking up anything you can and making sure that window screens fit tightly. Keeping them out is plan A. And where that fails, plan B is just like we told a caller once before, just suck it up, except we're not being rude. We mean with a vacuum.
Yeah. Guess, you know, get off the couch and suck it up. That's what she says. Let's turn to, what other bugs would you care to turn to? What other rodents? What's on your mind this afternoon? What is the Rebecca thinking about when it comes to bugs and such?
Well, I've had a really busy week. My phones are going wild with people calling me about mice, because just like you can feel the nip of fall in the air, so can mice. So they're finding their way into our warm homes. They have scent detection ability so much greater than ours. So the food that we're cooking and the warmth that comes out of our house really appeals to them, and they're making their way inside. And that can be a really serious fire hazard. And it can also permanently damage the home by making it smell musty in a way that really never goes away. So it's important to act on a mouse problem as soon as it's detected before it, you know, imparts an unpleasant odor that can linger for years or forever.
You know, the sooner or later, the temperatures will drop drastically, and mice can get into the under the hood of your car because it's a warm place when you pull into the garage. And if they're in there, I know this because it happened to me, they forage around, and I don't know how they do it, but they build a nest underneath the hood. How do they do that?
Well, John, you've got to stop storing cheese under there. Maybe we can get you a cold cellar so you don't have to keep it under the hood anymore. But no, you're absolutely right. They're attracted to the warmth. And then once they're under there, they like to cut grasses when they're in the wild to build their nest. So they see wires, and those look like grasses, and they love to chew on them. So they're horrible to have in your car.
But they must be very industrious if they're going to build a compact nest. I mean, you just don't throw that together overnight, or maybe they do. But
they're extremely industrious.
Yeah, people talk about ants being industrious, but I think you're right about that. It also applies to mice. And as long as we're talking about ants, how about ants?
Well, there's an old-fashioned way to do pest control where a pest controller would show up with a gleaming sprayer tank and would spray all the baseboards in the house many times a year to make every surface that an ant could potentially walk on toxic. And then the ants would walk across this and they would seize up with a neurotoxin, essentially, and they would die. And that's a really old-fashioned, really bad way to do pest control. The modern way to do pest control is to use a product that has extremely low toxicity, or even a product that contains something like boric acid that's non-toxic to people and pets, but is extremely effective at controlling ants, and pair it with a tasty, fatty, or sweet substance in a gel formulation where the ants eat it and they still feel okay once they've eaten it, so they take it back to the queen to feed it to her and they kill their own colony. So modern pest controllers like my firm Landmark Pest Management will use the science of the way the ants feed so that we can use non-toxic and extremely low toxicity formulations and have the ants actually do the work for us. So we like to tell our clients, your ants work for us now, so when you see them going crazy eating this bait gel after we walk out the door, don't kill them because they're working for us and we want them to bring it back to their queen.
We have a couple of text messages. I think people would like you to go back over the stink bug scenario.
Sure, absolutely. So stink bugs aren't the brightest fellows, and they're supposed to be living under the bark of trees, but the gaps in our houses, they get a little confused and they come inside. They can't eat anything inside of our house. They also can't reproduce inside of our house. So it's sort of a dead end for them, and they just kind of bumble around. Very few of them end up making their way back out, and they're just kind of lost in there, and they're annoying. So suck them up with the vacuum, and you don't need to be fearful about them. However, they have one sort of idiosyncrasy where they're attracted to light. So we occasionally get phone calls from people who are reading their cell phones in bed late at night, and then guess what happens next, John? Yeah, stink bug right in the face.
Whoa! Well, you could, you know, vacuum cleaners, I suppose this would have to be the stink bug sitting on the floor, but, you know, a lot of vacuum cleaners have these days have a light on the front of the vacuum cleaner that shines where you're going to vacuum. And so if the light is on, perhaps the stink bug will be attracted to the light, he said, and just like that, you got him. I know. So when it gets to be this time of year, or maybe a little bit down the road, all of a sudden the house seems to be not infested, but there's a ton of ladybugs around from out of nowhere. What's going on with ladybugs?
You know, they're just like the stink bugs, actually. They're kind of lost as well, and they're looking for a place to overwinter. So cracks and crevices, windows that have screens that are torn or not fitted tightly enough, that's how they come in. And again, the best thing to do, because ladybugs and stink bugs fall into a category of pests that we like to call occasional invaders, which means they just kind of come in and they don't eat anything and they don't reproduce in there. Again, the vacuum cleaner is your best friend.
Wow. You know, in this gender-specific, non-binary world, ladybug strikes me as being, well, sexist.
Well, it is, except their
why
pronoun is they.
Why is it called a ladybug?
It's a lady bird beetle is the formal name for ladybugs. So you're welcome to call them lady bird beetles. And I'm not quite sure how they got their name, but they're really beautiful.
Yes.
And we can just vacuum them right up when they come in. And they can be really stinky. They also have pheromones in them, just like a stink bug. And anyone who's ever crushed one before knows that they are really smelly.
Oh, yeah. Well, thank you, Rebecca. Always good to talk with you. You've got great information. Thanks again. Rebecca Fife.
Thanks, John.
Urban wildlife expert and research director at Landmark Pest Management. Sox pregame coming up. Then at the top of the hour, the Sox play. And in just a moment, we'll go into the WGN newsroom with Kim Gordon.